You're listening to SBS News.
In Belfast, politics is about identity, religion, family, and history. Reminders of this city's troubled past and the challenges it still faces today are everywhere. There are 18 seats in Northern Ireland. In the last parliament, the pro-Brexit Democratic Unionist Party held 10. Irish Republicans Sinn Féin held 7, although they abstain from sitting in Westminster. With Brexit dominating this election, traditional loyalties are being tested. The DUP's Emma Little-Pengelly is trying to hold on to her seat of South Belfast.
It's lovely to see you.
She's campaigning in friendly unionist territory today, but is facing a tough challenge from a pro-Remain opponent in this strongly pro-Remain seat. So her message is focused on keeping the United Kingdom together.
We think it's very far in people's interest, not just in terms of your heart around being a unionist, about being British, but also of your head economically and politically. It makes much, much more sense. So I think that people are saying to me, certainly, that if Brexit were to threaten the union comes first. And that's what the Democratic Unionist Party is standing for.
In North Belfast, there's another tight battle underway. The seat's been held by Nigel Dodds, the DUP's deputy leader, for nearly 20 years. The party fears a loss here would increase momentum for a border poll on the reunification of Ireland. Mr. Dodds is facing a real challenge from Sinn Féin's John Finucane, the Lord Mayor of Belfast, whose father was shot dead by loyalists in 1989. A winter polling date means plenty of door knocking in the dark. Mr. Finucane says he's receiving support from unexpected places in this Brexit election.
It's one that transcends party politics. And what I have at this election is a Sinn Féin base that's very motivated. But the amount of people who are stretching themselves, and I'm very grateful for that, who are making it very clear that they aren't Sinn Féin supporters traditionally, but because of the danger that Brexit presents to our way of life here, then they will be voting for me as the only pro-Remain candidate who can win in this constituency.
It's easy to assume that all voters in Northern Ireland are set in their ways, that a Republican would never vote for a Unionist, or vice versa, and that is often the case, but there are swing voters here. Not as many as in the rest of the UK, perhaps, but there is a generational change underway. John is still making his mind up about who to vote for, but it won't be Sinn Féin or the DUP.
I mean, it shows a sign of progression, really, for the country. It does seem strange to me and to anybody from outside, really, that people are still voting along traditional lines because their father or their mother voted or because they have an office in their area and stuff like that. It seems like you should be voting for people because of their policies rather than just historical reasons, you know.
Hoping to take advantage of voters looking for a middle ground is Naomi Long, the leader of the Alliance Party, which supports a second referendum.
There are those in Northern Ireland who don't define themselves as unionist or nationalist, who believe that building a united community is more important. And I think that makes up a large part of our vote.
There is a generational change. Many younger voters feel politics is about looking forwards rather than backwards, and they're tired of this negative, nasty campaign.
There's a lot of people who feel they need to vote for a certain party to take seats away from the party that they're really opposed to.
I think the difficulty is that a lot of the material you tend to see coming through from media and from different outlets is more mudslinging. You don't tend to hear what kind of positive moves that one party are going to do over the other.
The days of the Unionist and Nationalist parties are far from over. They'll still win the majority of Northern Ireland's seats at this election, but politics here is finally becoming a little less predictable. In Belfast, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.